Thank you all again for joining us today. And you are listening to the Morning Exchange on Voice Corps. My name is Jennifer Hambrick, and I am here with Mark Sebastian Jordan, Kathleen Burgess, and Sayuli Ayers, three poets, to discuss poetry during National Poetry Month. Well, a little conversation here. I started writing poetry about 5 or 6 years ago when basically lines of text kept waking me up in the middle of the night. and when I started writing them down, they kind of turned into poems. And I just kind of kept doing that. I kind of pursued it from there. But I'm curious to hear about each of you. You know, how did you first become interested in poetry, and what prompted you to start writing poetry of your own?
I loved the sound of words as my mother read to me when I was a child. A lot of rhyming poetry, and that was a way that it was musical, and I loved music. I made up songs all the time, and I rhymed and thought it was really beautiful. But I also loved the way stories could transport me to places that I'd never been before. I really wanted to do that, but I had no idea how. And so for a long time, I just used it as an overflow of emotion. When I was in a tough spot, or I was depressed, or something really wonderful had happened, I would write. And it was only, I think, 21 years ago that I began to say, you know, I could really do this every day. And we got a computer. When I turned on the computer, it was like opening a window into the world, a connection between the brain and the outside world. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. And not, unlike a typewriter, if I'm making a mistake, no problem, just erase and redo is so plastic and manipulable. So it was very accessible. Mm-hmm. And I loved what language could do. I wanted to write about my experiences hitchhiking to South America. Mm-hmm. So I could do that. I could write about where I was living and how a place where I wasn't really comfortable. I wasn't from around there. And so it was a way of like getting in touch with what was going on inside.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yes, nice. I can relate to the emotional overflow, the overflow of emotion, and sort of exploring that in writing, either poetry or, you know, prose or what have you. Do you still approach your poetry writing from that standpoint in a way, even if it is somewhat more sophisticated and in other content?
Now, since I'm working on two books, my poems tend to fall on one side or the other. Things that I'm thinking, you know, sort of work their way out. Mm-hmm. The hitchhiking book, that has taken over 30 years, more like 40 years, to finally percolate up to the surface. Mm-hmm. The appellation is, you know, much more immediate. So I don't use it as therapy, but there's definitely an emotional connection with everything I write. Sure. Even though it's not all, you know, always about me, there's definitely an emotional connection.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, I definitely have to agree with that when I was in college, I started to, like, the first poetry book that I ever read in college was Satan Says by Sharon Olds. Mm-hmm. And before that, I had been writing about emotion in the abstract. But her poem Monarchs was the first poem that I ever wrote that was talking about this emotional love or this emotional lust that was, like, in a very, like, concrete way with the images of, like, the insects and, like, the images of the bodies that were just so beautiful and just so, like, robust. And I think that being able to see that emotion can be expressed in a way that is concrete and in a way that is, like, so dramatic and so beautiful but controlled was the way that made me feel like I could possibly do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Sharon Olds is, she is a poet who famously doesn't, you know, she doesn't hold back.
Yes.
her, you know, she doesn't hide anything. What her most recent book, I guess, Stag's Leap, Is that her? Maybe she's gotten one since then, but that was the one that recently won the Pulitzer Prize for poetry. Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. all about her divorce. It's incredible the kind of intimate detail that's in those poems, and beautiful images, and it's all so immediate. So I think that's something that I too grasp onto with her poetry. Yeah, it's very mm-hmm. powerful. Mark, what about you? What got you into poetry?
You won't believe me if I tell you.
Okay, well, try us.
Well, to start with, an important thing was that I got exposed to poetry in school. Mm. You know, teachers who talked about it or, you know, made us write poems as exercises. That's a great starting point to kind of creak open the door there. But the big event for me, and sometimes I joke about telling this because it sounds like something that would be made up, but I swear it's true. There is a poem by Walt Whitman called Out of the Cradle Endlessly Rocking, which is about a 12-year-old boy who discovers that he's a poet by observing nature and being carried away with it. Well, reading that poem was the moment I knew I was going to write poetry.
Mm-hmm.
It completely blew me away, and I felt like, you know, secrets of the universe were being revealed to me in that as I was reading it. And I would take it with me to school, read it on the school bus, and just reading it over and over again. And so, you know, without any doubt, Whitman style's still a huge influence on me.
Sure. It's so interesting. You took the poem with you and kind of read it over and over again, almost like a kid would sort of keep listening to the same song on the radio.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And Whitman has had such a huge influence, huge, huge influence, I think, on American poets.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you immediately thereafter kind of try your hand at writing your own poetry? How long did it take for the Whitman to kind of percolate?
Not long at all. I started pretty soon after that, but it was very sporadic at first, you know, once in a great while, an idea would hit me for something, you know, the inspiration would come. Later on, somewhere around the age of 18, I got into a phase where for about the next 5 years, I wrote daily.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote an enormous amount of really bad poetry during those 5 years. But it's a great training. You know how to use words after you've messed mm-hmm. with it for that long.
Yeah.
And you can take what's good out of it and move along and keep developing it. But I did not start going public with it and going to readings and interacting with other poets until just about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I really went into a whole different kind of approach to it and actually developing the craft, which is so important to do because there's always room for inspiration and emotion, but mm-hmm. once you hone the craft, it's like priming the pump and the inspiration will come.
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm.
Well, so we've talked about a couple of poets in passing, Sharon Olds, Walt Whitman. Who are some of your favorite poets? You know, whose poetry do you reach for when you want a good idea, when you want a good read, or when you want inspiration? And who's writing, maybe separate question, I don't know, but whose writing would you recommend other readers read, maybe particularly those who don't typically read poetry? You know, maybe those who typically read magazines and fiction and other forms of prose.
Well, I think it's worth exploring poetry because there are so many different kinds of writers. You know, I think if you like strongly musical sounding poetry, you can go back to the classic works of Edgar Allan Poe, which is just like music written out on the page and the way it sounds, the rhythm and rhyme and melodic phrasing